It's finally Scholastic Journalism Week across the United States. Today, Thursday, February 24th, is also Student Press Freedom Day. This year's Scholastic Journalism Week theme is Amplifying Voices, and that's what this podcast, along with two released last week, do. The voices we'll amplify are those of the Quill and Scroll Student Advisory Board. Hello, I'm Jeff Brown, the Executive Director of the Quill and Scroll Honor Society for High School Journalists, and you're listening to The Source, Quill and Scroll's podcast. In this episode, you'll hear from four young journalists who are working to make their communities a better place. They are McKenna Hudson from St. Charles, Missouri, sisters Casey and Riley Thompson of Harrisonburg, Virginia, and Melissa Liu of Johns Creek, Georgia. You'll hear them talk of the important stories they're working on and their Quill and Scroll projects, both in their own communities and as part of the National Student Advisory Board. In addition, they'll address Student Press Freedom Day and its theme, Unmute Yourself. Enjoy.
I'm McKenna Hudson. I'm a sophomore at Francistown North in St. Charles, Missouri. I am the in-depth editor on our staff, so I focus on all the in-depth stories that come through our newspaper. Currently, the most interesting story that we're working on, it's in its infant stage right now, but it's going to be an anchor story for my section about environmental consciousness. So basically how our school, how North is being environmentally conscious, and what students and people in our community are doing to help be more environmentally conscious. To me, it's interesting because, you know, climate change is such an important topic in today's world. So to kind of bring it locally to our school and to our community, I think is very important. And it's also really interesting to see how other people, you know, your age and how other people that you're around are doing their part to better our environment. So to me, Unmute Yourself is how, you know, we as students are using our voices to communicate to the public. So oftentimes, you know, as high schoolers and as student journalists, we're not taken nearly as seriously as professionals in the field that may be just due to our age or just our lack of experience. But to me, I feel like student journalists have a lot of insight and a lot of fresh ideas and new thoughts that often aren't already in the world. So to me, Unmute Yourself is an expression of those thoughts and ideas. I think it's so important for everyone to be able to use their voice. And so for, you know, laws that may not enable us to be able to use our voices, I think that's very important that we are unmuting ourselves when it comes to speaking out against issues that we don't agree with, or just, you know, stating our opinion that may help better someone else's life. Our national project for the Quill and Scroll Advisory Board is creating a program for middle school journalists to be able to enter the field of journalism. So this would probably come in the form of a club or an after-school activity, where students from a local high school would come in and direct middle schoolers in fields they may want to pursue, such as writing, design, photography, anything like that. And this would be a really great opportunity for middle schoolers to be able to, you know, have access to this world where you're using your voice and you're creating really cool content. And I think it's just really cool for students like them to be able to experience all that journalism has to offer. I myself went through something similar at my middle school. That's how I got into journalism, was I was in a club. And there I was able to do, you know, writing and seeing how to develop a story and stuff like that. So then when I got into high school, I was already really interested in this kind of, you know, field of writing and communication. And I think that was all kind of due to my middle school experience. From my journalist experience, I think the key takeaway for me is leadership and communication skills. So as an editor on my staff, there has just been so much stuff that I've learned being a leader in the room and communicating with other people that you really, honestly, you can't learn in any other class. The skills like talking to other people and developing a conversation, I think is so important, especially talking about what I said earlier about voicing your opinions. I think just being able to talk to someone else is also super important. And then with leadership, I feel much more comfortable talking to a whole room of people, communicating to, you know, groups of people. I feel like kind of in my life, I've always kind of been the older person, the person that's always kind of been taking charge. So I feel like in journalism, I was really able to develop those skills. And I feel like I can help people way more with the knowledge that I have that I got from journalism.
My name is Casey Thompson. I'm a junior at Harrisonburg High School in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I am a managing editor on our school's newspaper, which is called The News Streak, but I also work as a managing editor for the yearbook because my school kind of does both together. One of the coolest things I think we have done as a staff this year is for the paper we're putting out next week. We did it was like mental health and coping mechanisms at our school. We've kind of noticed this a lot with our student body, and we decided it was an issue worth talking about some more because we haven't seen it talked about, and we as students notice it, I think, more than the adults do at our school. So we kind of focused in on all coping mechanisms, but specifically substance abuse and drugs, which we think are a problem related to mental health at our school. So we did kind of like a whole feature special section in our newspaper, and hopefully we'll do something online as well. Going about covering sensitive topics like that one, we were really careful about it with the mental health and coping mechanisms topic, because it was kind of the first big topic we did this year. So we went over it with my advisor a lot of like, what do we do to be careful about covering this, but still tell the truth? So we made sure to interview our principal, first of all, and then also counselors in our school. We interviewed students as well, but as far as that went, we kept it anonymous. And whoever interviewed that person, it only stayed between them who that person was. But we tried to, I thought it was really important to include counselor and principal point of views, just because, I don't know, I feel like we haven't heard a lot on that topic from them. So I thought that was important. But we have just been careful, like my advisor has kind of gone over some of the interviews with like our principal and everything, just to be careful about quoting them, but also making sure we're using their words to like tell the story we're trying to tell. So we've just been trying to include everybody's perspective in the one section. So we're not just covering the teachers and the adults, but we're also covering the students. But we wanted to get full perspectives and interviews of everyone. I think there's definitely a pressure to self-censor with my publication and my school. I think in the past, we haven't taken as many risks as sometimes I wish we did. I think a lot of that comes from my principal definitely wants us to cover these big things and tackle these big topics, but I think she doesn't want us to cover something if it's not an issue specifically at our school. We try really hard to like put our student perspective in that, and I think she wants us to share that with her, that like we think this is a problem. But I think there's definitely that pressure to like not cover, like we were all concerned with this mental health section that we shouldn't put a picture of like actual drugs on the cover of our paper, that type of thing. And then you come back to like, why shouldn't we put a picture of drugs on our paper? Like, is it just cause, you know, we have freshmen in our school and sophomores in our school? Is it just cause that might like shock people when we when they see the paper. And I think it comes down to, like, we want to tell the story. We don't want to shock people or, like, get people to open our paper just because there's weed on the cover. Like, we want to tell the full story. And that's what I try to remember. It's not all about, like, making sure we don't make anyone mad or uncomfortable. It's about telling the story. But we also do try to, we definitely always run it by our advisor, but she is very open to our ideas as long as we have a full plan in place of, like, how we're going to tackle that topic. Unmute yourself. I think that plays a big part into student journalists and students today in general. I think we all kind of sometimes hold back with telling the whole truth about a topic or something going on with ourselves. And I think it's important to tell full stories, especially for journalists. You shouldn't always feel the need to censor yourself just due to other people's reactions to that. I think that's a really important theme. Unmute yourself. I think it's something my staff needs to think more about, like, covering these topics, and we don't have to censor ourselves. As a member of the Student Advisory Board for Quill and Scroll, I am working on the elementary and middle school workshop. Like, we might have a class of, like, 50 freshmen that come in the class, but two of them stay. And I think it's really important to reach these middle schoolers and elementary schoolers first and show them what's cool about it, get them interested first. Because, like, I came into newspaper not really having any idea what I was interested in. And I think if I would have found my thing in middle school and then been excited about that, I would have been way ahead. As far as my project, it's just, I'm going to try to be a little bit more involved in elementary school workshop, talk to our editor-in-chief, and put together a little bit more of what we can do to keep these kids interested. And this year, we had them write things like staff bios, which we'll actually use, and some of their things they did in the workshop, like taking pictures, are actually used in our yearbook. I tried to make that happen because they did take some good pictures. So I think actually using what comes out of that workshop will make them think it's a lot more important and get them interested a little bit more.
My name is Riley Thompson, and I'm a junior at Harrisonburg High School, and that's in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And I am a part of the New Streak staff for our school's publication. I'm also part of the yearbook staff. I'm an editor for both, and I've been involved for 3 years now. So I've kind of moved up, like, the chain of like staff kind of. And I help mentor a lot of younger kids as an editor and as a junior. So I help out and make sure that they kind of know what they're doing and introduce them to new things, and make sure, kind of be like their teacher while helping them out and trying to let them do some things on their own. And as an editor, I really help out with the editors in chief, which are mainly the seniors on our staff. And then I also work on the newspaper. I have multiple pages in the newspaper, and then I have a bunch of yearbook spreads that I work on as well. So the most important story that I have worked on so far this year is a story on the GSA at our school, which is the Gay Straight Alliance. So I pretty much interviewed a lot of the kids who were involved with that, who were comfortable talking to me and were comfortable with us using their name for the story. And I pretty much got their perspective on, like, how the GSA has been important to them and how being involved with that has helped them as a person. And then I also got to talk to the leader of the club, who is a teacher at our school, and just figure out how he got involved with that and what his kind of connection is to the GSA and to the LGBTQ community. And so that was really cool for me because we haven't done a lot of stories in our publication on the GSA, and a lot of people don't even know that it exists at our school. So giving kids the opportunity to hear about it through our publication and get involved through that is one of the most important things for me. Since the theme for Student Press Freedom Day is Unmute Yourself, that means to me to make sure that we don't cover people and do stories that are in our comfort range, and making sure that we do things that are uncomfortable to us or things that we don't usually cover, and making sure we get those people covered in our publications who aren't usually talked to, who aren't usually covered, and making sure we find those stories that aren't usually talked about or that haven't been told before. So making sure that we get the new angles and making sure that it's not just the talking to somebody about their brother or sister, instead finding the story that's more deep and that kind of tells more about them, and making sure that we get the deepest, most important story. For the Quill and Scroll Advisory Board, I'm working on middle school outreach and making sure that we're talking to the middle schoolers about journalism and about ways that they can get involved in the high school. So pretty much we're trying to come up with some sort of curriculum that other high schools can follow, and through a way that they can get more information out to the middle schoolers to get more people recruited for their staff. And just kind of putting out some way to do that, because there really isn't any way to do that right now. And there's a lot of like test programs, I feel like, at a lot of high schools. So for example, at my high school, we do a middle school workshop, and it's pretty popular maybe like the first time. And then after that, it just kind of becomes fewer and fewer students. And so I think finding a way for that to be more popular and to get middle schoolers more a part of that could be really cool. And so that's kind of our main goal, is to try to give that to more high schools. I think honestly, as a high school journalist, the biggest thing I've learned is making sure that I do the uncomfortable stories, like I said, and making sure that I'm not only doing the comfortable, like common stories, and making sure that I'm getting to the deeper, uncomfortable angles and telling a better story.
My name is Melissa Liu. I'm from Johns Creek, Georgia, near Atlanta, and I'm the editor-in-chief of The Messenger at Northview High School. I think the most important or interesting story that my publication is working on right now is we're investigating how bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and hourly workers, they actually go unpaid when there's remote learning. And we got this idea from this WSB article we read recently, and we did recently get an interview with the chief communications officer of Fulton County Schools, and where he basically admitted that, yeah, they have the money on hand to pay these workers, but they're not. I don't think a lot of people know about it yet, at least like in the Northview community. And also we're going to, we've interviewed like the school district officials, right? So that's going to be some new input, because the original article is very brief and it just said that we talked to some bus drivers and they said they weren't getting paid. And we're, other than like the school district officials, we're also trying to interview some more hourly workers to get their perspective on how it's impacted them. To me, unmute yourself means kind of like overcoming your like self-censoring, because during my earlier years in journalism, I feel like I was kind of censoring myself actually, because I would think of like these interesting stories, but then I would be like, it would never work because we would never be able to get any sources who would be willing to go on record for this. So this year I've really been working with my staff to overcome this, because it's an issue that a lot of our staffers experience, and we're trying to like write more interesting stories and chase down sources. So for the Quill and Scroll project, my group and I are working on a pro-investigative journalism project, because we've all noticed that a lot of high school journalists don't really have the skills, or like they don't have the knowledge about media law to kind of do investigative journalism at the high school level. And since a lot of local newspapers are kind of starting to decline, we think it's really important for us to train high school journalists in this so they can continue doing the work that local newspapers used to. So what we've been doing is we're like compiling some examples of student journalism that has stood out to us. And we're looking at like NSPA and Quill and Scroll award winners. And we are also contacting a lot of professional journalists who do investigative work to get them to film a short clip about themselves, and then we'll compile it into kind of like a video that student journalists can watch and get advice on how they can do the same thing in their community. Well, I'm not sure like 100% that I'm going to be a professional journalist in the future, but like wherever I go to college, I'm definitely going to join the student newspaper. Journalism has really helped me develop better communication skills, teamwork skills, and also taught me like, it's like helped me grow to appreciate the importance of journalism, because I think before I joined my school newspaper, I hadn't really thought about it before. So even though I might not go into journalism in the future, it's still been a really valuable experience to have.
This is Jeff Brown, Quill and Scroll's Executive Director, urging you to help amplify student voices this week and every week, all year long. For more information about Scholastic Journalism Week, Student Press Freedom Day, and Scholastic Journalism in general, please visit jea.org and splc.org. And as always, go to quillandscroll.org to learn more about the great work that student journalists are doing and about how you can honor your students for their exemplary work covering their communities. You've been listening to The Source, Quill and Scroll's podcast. Until next time.